This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And waits for the shotgun snap. He stands 3 yards deep in the end zone. Under pressure from Miles. Ball out. Fight for it to the end zone. Miles got home again. Who's got it? Browns do. Touchdown.
KNC masterpiece right here. Oh, sorry, Corey. Got to play both sides because right now we bring on Browns beat writer for The Athletic. It is Zach Jackson. Good afternoon, sir.
How are we doing, guys?
Well, I was doing good until my co-host was mad at me for playing a Browns highlight to come back here. So
trying to make you feel comfortable, I guess.
I might be in trouble. We talk a lot about expectations, as I'm sure literally every fan base in the NFL does. Cleveland's coming off 11-6 season, lost the wild card to Houston. What are the expectations for Cleveland this season?
Well, they're high, and in some areas they're super high, starting with that guy you just played, the local guy to you guys, at Myles Garrett, right? But they're a little bit tempered. And there's a little bit of curiosity and skepticism because they just haven't seen it from the quarterback, you know, and this is year three of Deshaun Watson. And there are reasons that he has not excelled, both in the first 2 years and in what's been kind of an ugly summer and a really long buildup. So, you know, this is a good roster. And they proved that last year when they won 11 games despite starting five quarterbacks. And, you know, it's a roster that without Nick Chubb right now and with some offensive line questions probably isn't great, but I mean, to me, it's a high ceiling and maybe a really high ceiling because there really are good players all across the board. And if they do get it all to click with the quarterback, then to me, they're as good as anybody.
You're talking about Deshaun Watson. Obviously, every team in the NFL, every player is going to want to get off to a fast start. But because of the variety of reasons you talked about that he's struggled, does it feel any more imperative for Deshaun Watson specifically to get out to a quick start this season?
It does, but to be frank with you guys, they have lowered expectations and the bar for this guy so low that it's just kind of like, okay, well, as long as the Browns are 1-1 after two games and as long as he's healthy and the other line gets healthy, they'll be fine. So, you know, in the realm of it is imperative for everybody, sure. And I totally think the first 10 or 15 play script will be all about getting him confident. And, you know, letting him take a hit that he sees coming, letting him complete some easy ones and maybe taking one shot, you know, before things settle in. But, you add the shoulder injury to just the inconsistent mystery that he's been, and we don't know. So Amari Cooper has been rock solid for this team. David Njoku finally had his breakout. And, you know, Nick Chubb has been who they can rely on with this offensive line, but a lot of those guys are missing. So I don't know, and to me, reaching the ceiling comes down to the quarterback eventually, you know, raising that bar again that's been lowered so much.
Zach, could you ask the Cleveland airport to open up some more of those security gates? Because I always have to walk to the very end of the airport to get in through that one that they have open, but they always have those other two.
It's awful. I fly out of Pittsburgh and Akron Canton more than I fly out of Cleveland. It's awful.
I'll have to
because of that.
What's that?
Because of that he just mentioned.
It's terrible. You show up there in the morning early, and you are basically waiting at the Browns facility, which is 3 miles away.
Wow.
All right. Hey, so we did play the highlight, and we do have a rookie tackled. Is Myles Garrett? Are y'all just kind of looking at it going, man, we're frothing at the mouth to get this rookie up against Myles Garrett here?
Yeah, I think Myles is, certainly. And I think just playing Dallas in the first game, he would be regardless of who it is. So the Browns certainly respect the Cowboys' talent. And, you know, the thing that gives the Browns the most confidence is they feel like Myles is good enough to win a couple games almost by himself, but they don't need him to. They like the scheme. They like the talent around him. And they move him around. It is not going to be him against Guyton on 90% of the snaps. And so they're going to try to mess with the other rookie and try to mess with Dak by moving them around. So, you know, they know that the Cowboys are going to have to pay attention to Myles. They know there's going to be double teams in that. So they counter that with some of the moves. But, you know, they have Za'Darius Smith, who's healthy and still a good player. They have Oboe Okoronkwo, pass rush specialist, who's a good player. They have a linebacker, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who a lot of people don't know, but was just phenomenal last year. So they can get back there quickly. And they have they probably have the best corner trio in the league. They certainly have two of, I think, the top 10 corners. They don't mind playing man on the outside. That doesn't mean that they're going to be single on CeeDee Lamb all day, right? But between the corners and Myles, they feel good about it. And they feel like that Myles, and I feel like Myles is ready for a big game on Sunday and obviously a big year ahead.
I realize these two won't be going to head-to-head, but it also seems like another fun aspect of this is you have the defending defensive player of the year, Myles Garrett, and one of the presumptive favorites in Micah Parsons. That feels like a fun thing to see, right?
Sure, sure. And the Browns, you know, respect Micah Parsons. The Browns have some uncertainty about exactly how he's going to be used, you know, kind of in the way we just talked about. I think the Browns know who's going to be their starting left tackle, guys, but right here, 72 hours out, we don't know. And if I had to guess, it's going to be James Hudson, who's played left tackle never as a starter and only in maybe 100 snaps over his 3 years. So, you know, the other option is Jack Conklin, who's coming off a complete destruction of his knee and has not had competitive snaps since week one last year and didn't even get back to practice until last week. So, Micah and Myles both could be sitting on big games on Sunday.
Oh man, that's gonna be a lot of fun right there. You talked
about if you're the quarterback,
right? Maybe. Yeah, the quarterback's got to be terrified. You talked about respecting certain aspects of each side there. Do you think Cleveland has much respect for the Cowboys' running game, considering who's back there?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Probably not, but I know they have a ton of respect for Dak. Mm. Schwartz coached against him early in his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when this Browns defense was good last year, they, obviously Miles gets the headlines, but they were getting in the backfield just against almost everybody, right? And at home, they were especially good. So their best defensive tackle, Dalvin Tomlinson, is getting older now, and he's coming off a knee scope. But he was so good last year at plugging up the run and about just doing the dirty work to free up the other guys. So I would say there's some concern because we just don't know if he's at 100% or he can play, you know, his full amount of snaps. Now it's going to be like 65 degrees and not 95 degrees like it's been around here lately. So maybe, but yeah, I think they're focused on just speeding up Dak, making Dak look over his shoulder for where 95 is coming from. I certainly think on the list of concerns, probably the Cowboys run game is pretty low.
Talk with Browns reporter Zach Jackson right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I know the same question could be asked about the Cowboys last year, but I'm curious, is there anything you saw last season that led to the giant record discrepancy between home and the road?
Some of it is the quarterbacks they played at home were Clayton Tune, Ryan Tannehill, and whoever the Jets started in Week 17, which I don't even remember who it was.
Right.
But some of it was more than that. They definitely played better competition on the road. And frankly, one of the only good games Russell Wilson had all year was out in Denver against the Browns when Denver won the game. But a lot of it just was they played Matt Stafford in L.A. You know, they played Lamar Jackson both places. They did not they caught Joe Burrow in the opener last year in Cleveland when Joe Burrow had missed the entire preseason and wasn't healthy. And they dominated the game, but even then they didn't really pull away until the last 8 or 10 minutes. So some of it was that it is real. They've talked about it, but I don't know that it's like a huge thing going forward. I just think that they really did get exposed, and that's what makes this a valid question in the playoffs. It was a great defense by the numbers and by the eye test all year long, and then they no-showed the one that really counted. So
I feel you on that. Yeah, I think all Cowboys fans feel you on that.
Right. I remember getting off the plane and seeing the Cowboys down like 42-7, right, coming home from that. So the big question is, was there something schematically that got exposed, or did they just pick a bad day to have a really bad day? And, maybe we'll get part of that answer at least this Sunday.
Okay, the other side of it, because, we all have tons of respect for Nick Chubb, and so much so that even though I know he's going to be out for a while, still drafted him in the fantasy league. But the running game without him, still effective. Stefanski does a pretty good job there, and Cowboys' run defense was miserable last year. How's that matchup this game?
Yeah, they don't have anybody that's going to go right at you like Nick Chubb did.
Yeah.
Their short yardage back is Deontay Foreman, who you guys probably know because he's played all over Texas, right?
Yeah.
Jerome Ford's going to be the starter. It's going to be more – I think how they want to attack is in the spread, and when they run, I think they want to run jet sweeps. I think they want to run quick pitches. I think they want to run the quarterback, right? So if it gets to it, everybody knows that was a weakness for the Cowboys, but I don't think this Browns offense wants to do it. Now – Stefanski's roots are in power it up and run it right at you. And with left tackle issues and with the shortage of tight ends, they might have to go heavy and do that. I would not be surprised if they do. So we'll see. But, they miss Nick Chubb in many ways. And they don't know, they know they'll have him back. They don't know what he's going to be. But trust me, Jerome Ford is going to get the bulk of the work. And he is a wide receiver running back combo and a perimeter guy. He is not a run it right at you, at least not more than a couple times a game type of guy.
Obviously, we're very familiar with Amari Cooper around here. You talked about what a great season he had last year. What challenges do you think Amari Cooper presents to the Cowboys secondary, especially since you're looking at an injury with Bland there and another rookie that's going to be starting?
Yeah, you guys know Amari. The route running is immaculate, right? And he just uses that body both before and after the catch. He got hurt a little bit, just something minor in the joint practices. They don't play in the preseason. Even if the rest of the starters would have played in the preseason, Amari at 30 wasn't going to. So, just short of actual timing, although this is his third season with Sean, he's the same guy. I don't think he's as explosive as he was when he came to the Cowboys, but he is the same guy. He knows where he's supposed to go. He can really punish you with the ball in his hands, even if he doesn't really run by you. And, if it gets to a situation where the Browns need plays down the field and they're out of the script and they're running around they want to do, they're going to throw it to Amari and they trust that he's going to make the play.
Before we let you go here, man, if there's one player that you're like, that was, we would be going, man, that was a surprise that dude just took over this game. Who would that guy be that we need to look out for?
You mean outside of Miles?
Yeah. I don't feel like that's a surprise, right?
Yeah, no,
I would say David Njoku, the tight end. You know, it's very rare for a year 7 breakout, but yeah, that's what happened with him last year. And there were many factors, but one of them, guys, was he's so big and fast. They finally tore up the pages of the playbook where they started trying to chuck it to him down the field all the time, and they just started getting him the ball in short areas and letting him create. He really is bigger and faster than all the linebackers. He's bigger and faster than most of the safeties, and you just kind of saw the light come on. He's just really confident. So I think early part of this script is going to be Njoku and Jerry Jeudy catching short ones and trying to create. And I know they have an entire section of the playbook that is just short throws to David Njoku and see if he can either run the first guy over or jump over.
Excellent stuff, man. We really appreciate you jumping on, and hopefully your team loses this weekend.
Enjoy that airport.
There you go.
Thanks a lot, man.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Zach Jackson from The Athletic right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.